This is KUNM. I'm Ed Williams. Albuquerque is hoping to put a 75,000-square-foot waste transfer station in the city's North Valley, where all the city's trash would go before getting hauled off to the dump. But neighbors are concerned about the health and safety of people living and going to school in the area. That is a familiar sound to most of us on trash day, but the sound of city garbage trucks cruising the streets is something people in Albuquerque's North Valley are worried they'll be hearing too much of if the city's proposal to build a trash transfer center here goes through. Neighbors like Peggy Norton say the plan is a threat to the surrounding area.
The increased health concerns, the increased accident incidences, the unsafety of having large trucks idling in the middle of the road trying to take left-hand turns.
Norton is one of about 30 people from the neighborhood who are working on a health impact assessment of the proposal with the help of public health consultants. She's standing at a busy intersection where the city hopes to build the station on a 20-acre lot. It's an industrial area bordering a Little League field and a residential neighborhood.
If you go one street over, that is a residential area off of Griegos.
The city owns the lot where the transfer station would be built, and all of Albuquerque's garbage trucks already park here overnight before leaving for their morning routes. But there's no trash stored on site now. Norton and her research group say bringing all the city's waste here would be a big problem for the area. For one thing, there's an irrigation canal that passes along the edge of the would-be garbage station. Norton says there's a risk that things like Drano, old batteries, or other hazardous household waste could leak from the trash into the water. And then there's the increased traffic.
So they're going to go out to their route, come back. Go out to their route, come back.
Cyclists and pedestrians would have to negotiate around all these garbage trucks, she says. But the biggest concern is the impact diesel fumes would have on air quality in the area as the trucks drive in and out of the site throughout the day. And that could be especially problematic because La Luz Elementary School is just a few blocks away. Christine Swotzi worked as a public health director for the state in Bernalillo County. She's now investigating health impacts of the transfer station proposal as an independent consultant.
You know, there's a safety issue, there's an air quality issue, and especially for little ones because they're closer to the ground, they respire at a higher rate, a faster rate. And diesel fumes, as you know, are toxic. That's one. Number two, it's also loud. So the noise factor from the diesel trucks will also impact the children going to school.
City planners say this is an ideal location for a trash transfer station because it's centrally located in an industrial area near the highway. They're asking for public input on the design and say they'll be able to minimize traffic impacts by controlling when trucks drive into the facility and what roads they take to get there.
The intent of the city of Albuquerque is to build this. It makes too much sense for us as a region, as a community, as a city to have one of these.
That's Mike Reardon, Chief Operations Officer for the City of Albuquerque. He says planners are taking the community's concerns seriously. All garbage would be stored inside an enclosed building to prevent odors and noise. A stormwater drainage system would keep runoff from getting into irrigation canals, and landscaping would keep most of the operations out of sight. And as for air pollution from diesel fumes,
all the vehicles that will come in and out of the site under the proposed transfer facility come in and out of the site now. Now, there will be more trips, so we are going to increase traffic by 3%. That is not a significant amount.
But the health impact group says 3% is a lowball estimate and points out that exhaust from garbage trucks and 18-wheelers are more harmful to health than fumes from normal traffic. At this point, the proposal to build the waste transfer station is still just that, a proposal. The city still has to hold several more public meetings and go through a permitting process with the State Environment Department and the Environmental Protection Agency. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.